From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. NATO foreign ministers are meeting today to discuss issues of terrorism and the conflict in Afghanistan. Ahead of Thursday's meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance is making progress in assisting in the fight against terrorism.
We are making progress on both. Since joining the global coalition to defeat ISIS in May, we have already increased the flight time for our AWACS surveillance aircraft supporting the coalition. And our senior civilian representative has taken up office in Baghdad. Here at the NATO headquarters, I have just appointed Rose Gottemuller, my Deputy Secretary General, to coordinate the alliance's efforts in the fight against terrorism.
Stoltenberg also said NATO troops in Afghanistan will only assist the Afghan forces but not engage in combat. The United States' partial travel ban on people from six majority Muslim countries goes into effect Thursday night. The ban requires visa applicants to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the United States in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. The latest guideline comes after the U.S. Supreme Court partially reinstated the travel ban ordered by President Trump that had been held up by lower courts on the grounds that it is unconstitutional. Iraq said Thursday its forces retook control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, targeted by the Islamic State group 3 years ago. Militants blew up centuries-old Grand al-Nuri Mosque and its leading 45-meter minaret last week, furthering the devastation of Mosul during 8 months of fighting. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Australia.